Oh, you know what? You should listen to CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. And then you wouldn't miss me so much. Should I do another one?
No.
No? Okay.
morning. It's 13 minutes before the break of dawn. My name is Brady Marks, and you're listening to a special 24-hour Earth Day broadcast. Right now, you are hearing the frog chorus winding down, and soon the waking bird song of the common yellow-throat bird. If you'd like more information on this broadcast, go to wetlandproject.com. If you'd like to send us a message or see comments from other listeners, head on to Twitter and look at the mentions for @wetlandproject.
Good morning. You're listening to Adventures in Music from 4 to 6 a.m. early Monday morning. Check your local listings weather-wise in your area. The next sequence will be the Autumn Forest of North America on CKUT 90.3 FM, CKUT.ca by website.
Thank you.
Good morning. You're listening to the sounds of a marsh on Saturna Island, British Columbia. This recording was made last year at this time and is being rebroadcast from night to daylight. And as the darkness recedes, the frog chorus becomes quiet and intermittent. The first morning bird song starts to fill the space left behind. If you'd like more information on this broadcast, go to wetlandproject.com.
Now more than ever, the simplest gestures are our best protection to fight the virus. That's why we need to continue following basic health measures, such as keeping a 2-meter distance from others, wearing a mask, and washing our hands regularly. Avoid travel and non-essential trips. And if you develop symptoms, be sure to get tested promptly and follow self-isolation guidelines. See all of the measures in place at quebec.ca/coronavirus. Let's continue to protect ourselves. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Vaccination against COVID-19 is now underway for priority groups. Visit quebec.ca/COVID vaccine to follow the vaccination sequence planned for your area and book your appointment online. If necessary, you can also call 1-877-644-4545. Once you've been vaccinated, it's important to continue